Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1898, Seven Streams of Income, The Millionaire's Secret, Part 1, by Dr. Jeff Anzalone with PhysicianOnFire.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part one and start optimizing your life. Seven Streams of Income, The Millionaire's Secret, Part 1, by Dr. Jeff Anzalone with PhysicianOnFire.com. When I began a startup specialist dental practice in 2005, I mainly focused on networking with other dentists for referrals and anything else I could to increase my new patient numbers. As a matter of fact, this was my main focus for years. Young doctors are hungry and new patients are their food for survival. So immediately we go from training and not worrying about money to entering the race. The rat race. Unfortunately, this is a race that nobody can win, yet most of us, myself included, enter whether we realize it or not. Sometimes people stay in this race for their entire careers, not knowing any better. For others, they understand that the key to health, wealth, and happiness is exiting the race once financial freedom is accomplished. But how can a well-trained professional, like a doctor, dig out from hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt over the course of their career, keep up their lifestyle, and still become financially free? Unfortunately, most can't. The main reason is that they focus on only one core goal their entire career, making more money. Instead, they should think about how they're making money, more important. Does that make sense? If you're new to this blog, then you may be confused. What do I mean by how we make money? It wasn't until I started educating myself about finances that I learned about additional income streams, such as passive income. Let me explain. When you get out of school, typically you're focused on starting on your new career path only. For instance, if you're a new doctor, you'll have your sights set on working in medicine for the next 35 plus years, just as I did after dental school. There's nothing wrong with that path as each person is different. But as you know, life isn't fair and many of us face different challenges such as an injury, loss of a spouse, and the like. Essentially, while you think you have the next 35 plus years all planned out, I can almost assure you it will not end up the way you think. That's life, so enjoy the ride. After I endured one of those challenges, a minor snow skiing accident, it occurred to me that all of our bills were being paid via the dental practice. If Dr. Jeff wasn't knee-deep in that mouth, no money was coming down the pipeline. That seems like a risky way to live, right? But hey, like I said, life isn't fair and things happen for a reason. Heck, if this hadn't happened, then you wouldn't be hearing any of my blog posts now. Once I realized where my income was coming from, I soon discovered I needed to hedge against future risk in the form of extra income streams, and I began researching what the average millionaire does. Three types of income. Before we go any further, you should first realize that when it comes to making money, there are only three types of income: active or earned income, passive income, and portfolio income. Unfortunately, most people go their entire careers with only one income source: active income. Most people receive active income streams from their day job or business. This happens each day as you go to work and provide a service in which someone pays you. This type of income is also the highest taxed of the three income types. If you earn active income only, you're trading your time for money. Passive income. This type of income is what I'm mainly focused on growing. It's not directly tied to active work performance. Sounds pretty cool, right? But realize that it has to come from somewhere. And that somewhere is typically the active income that's from the work you do. In other words, Dr. A treats patients and makes an annual salary. Instead of spending more than he makes, like many doctors do, he focuses on investing in assets that will provide extra cash to pay for his liabilities down the road. The IRS states that passive income streams are derived from rental properties, limited partnerships, or other enterprises in which one is not actively involved. Portfolio income. The third type of income is portfolio income. It's generated from dividends, interest payments, and capital gains from selling stocks. Multiple streams of income. After my skiing accident, I began to study how millionaires make their money. One of the things that stood out to me was the fact that most millionaires had multiple income streams. At that time, I only had one. Not good. I guess we really should not keep all of our eggs in one basket. Quote, "If you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die." Warren Buffett. I understand that this idea of having new income streams sounds like a great way to live, but many people go through life and struggle to find and figure out how to create a single income stream, let alone more than one. Starting out, I felt the same way until I started studying what the most successful people were doing. It seems that many were learning from the same resources, such as books, podcasts, and courses. Two of the more popular books were Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and The Millionaire Fastlane. These different resources began to open my eyes to how I could get money to start working for me instead of the other way around. Now that we've discussed the three types of incomes and how important it is to not operate your financial life on relying on only one source, let's get into what we've all been waiting for, the seven income streams of millionaires. What are the seven streams of income? Hear those on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Seven Streams of Income, The Millionaire's Secret by Dr. Jeff Anzalone with physicianonfire.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. My favorite part of this article thus far is where Jeff says, quote, "The key to health, wealth, and happiness is exiting the race once financial freedom is accomplished," end quote. The rat race, from my perspective, simply isn't sustainable, whether you plan to retire early or work a traditional 40-year career. I found for myself that there was an opportunity to downshift even before reaching financial independence, which is defined as having an investment portfolio worth 25 times your annual expenses. And multiple streams of income can be a huge help in the process of downshifting. I think it's a good idea to have a pipeline of various ways you could make money, but you're realistically only going to have bandwidth to focus on two or three at a time. When I quit my job last year, I wrote out 14 potential streams of income to explore, and this was a combination of earned income, business profit, and other more passive options. Out of curiosity, I just reviewed that list again, and over the last 16 months, I've really only dug in and explored four of those ideas. I feel pretty good about that because I recognize it's going to take me years to work through that list. Just a side note here, the term passive income bugs a lot of people because unless you're passively investing, there's some effort to set up a passive income stream. So a more accurate phrase might be front-loaded effort income. This is where you invest a lot of time in the beginning to set it up, but over time, you're able to exert less effort for more income. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend, and I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.